music will lead you free. See blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's
the Radio Avenger. Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, he is. Yes, I am. Hello on this Monday evening. We are back together once again tonight by the grace of Almighty God. Thank you, Father, and thank you to our great listeners out there everywhere. Well, we're going to have a guest tonight, I believe, and we're waiting to hear now if he's ready to go. He is. Okay, good. And we'll talk to him in just a few moments, and he is a gentleman who tells me that, he was forced into retirement from the U.S. Navy, and one of the things he was doing was trying to be a whistleblower. And he was also discriminated against because of his age, he says. So he joins us now, and his name is John Jay. Hello, John.
Hello.
How are you tonight, sir?
Oh, hanging in there in spite of all the odds.
Well, thank you for being with us, and I appreciate your being on the air tonight. And, of course, I see your name from time to time on some of the emails that I get from various and sundry sources, and I guess you're basically an information provider, among other things, huh?
Yeah, love to read them and love to write them. Love to do both.
Good, good. Now, of course, you worked for the, I guess you were in the U.S. Navy, weren't you?
I was in the Navy during the Vietnam War, 66 mm-hmm. to 72. Mm-hmm. Got an honorable discharge, 72, and I went to work for the civil service a year later.
Yeah.
Stayed in a total of 32 years, including my military service, and then I was forced to retire in 1999.
Uh-huh.
I've been retired ever since.
So a total of how many years in the military?
6 years of active duty, and the rest of it was civil service, a total uh-huh. of 32 years.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. And you had some encounters, I guess, with the powers that be. They weren't too happy about some of the things you were doing.
Yeah, well, they tried to impose a lousy personnel system on our base over here at Point Magoo, Naval Air Warfare Center,
mm-hmm.
Back in 1992. It's the one that China Lake had been using over in the desert, Naval Air Warfare Center, China Lake.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like the personnel system because it discriminated against older employees, among other things.
Mm-hmm.
Many other people didn't like it either, but no one was willing to speak out against it except me and a couple of other guys.
Uh-huh.
I was speaking out against it continuously because I realized what they were up to. They were using this personnel demonstration system under special authority given to them by Congress
mm-hmm.
to waive certain rules and regulations, which they did.
Mm-hmm.
I realized immediately what they were using it for. It was to get rid of older employees, and I started talking about it from day one back in 1992, and I continued getting more and more vocal, and they continued coming down on me harder and harder and harder. In spite of some EEO complaints I put in, eventually they convinced me I should get out of there, otherwise I might get fired.
And?
So I did. In 1999, I put in my retirement papers and bailed out, and then I turned around and sued them, and I'm in federal court right now
for
exactly. wrongful termination, among other things.
Well, that's very interesting. We'll be talking about that tonight and also talking about some of the views that you have about government and what's going on these days in Washington. So, John Jay, you stay right where you are. We'll take our first break, and I'll be right back with you and our listeners. Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Join us.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Okay, we are back. And I am Rick Adams, your radio Avenger. Our guest tonight, John Jay, who served in the United States Navy in the Vietnam War, and he's with us tonight to talk about some whistleblowing and his litigation against the Navy, I guess, specifically. Any others, John? Who are named as your defendants?
The only one I'm suing right now is the Navy for wrongful termination.
Mm-hmm. And now you didn't have an EEOC at the time, of course, right?
I had EEO complaints in place before I was forced to retire back in 1999. I put in my first EEO complaint in 1996, claiming age discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
And then had to put in a couple more based on retaliation after that. Cause they got upset as soon as I put in the first one, which they always do.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you put in an EEO complaint in the government, they come down on you like a ton of bricks.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like people who submit EEO complaints.
As we found out with Sibel Edmonds and others. Now, did they attempt to cut your pension? Did they attempt to do anything like that in any way?
No. Before I left, they were not giving me any significant job assignments, and they were keeping me on a blacklist called the Available Talent Pool. They had various names for the blacklist. One was Available Talent Pool.
Mm-hmm.
Another one was Corporate Reserve. Another one was a downtime list. It was all the same thing. It was a blacklist where they put undesirable personnel.
Mm-hmm.
I was on that blacklist for about 3 years before I retired in 1999.
Mm-hmm.
They took away all my key job assignments and put me on that blacklist. And I did a few other things, too, which gave me a hint that I should get out of there.
Mm-hmm. So they sort of did everything they could to encourage you to leave, huh?
Yes, absolutely.
And you did.
Yes, I did. And then I turned around and filed a lawsuit against them.
And when was that? What year was that original lawsuit?
Started off in 1999. I pursued it for a year and then went back into the EEOC arena, pursued the EEOC. Got an EEOC hearing a couple years ago when I lost that because the EEOC does not like to rule in favor of the victims. They always like to rule in favor of the government agencies.
When it comes to government discrimination, yeah.
Yeah, 99% of the time, mm-hmm. or at least 95% of the time, they will rule in favor of the agencies. They try to protect the agencies against the employees instead of the other way around.
Yes.
Private sector, they protect the employees from abuses against from the companies, and the government mm-hmm. goes the other way. They protect the agencies from lawsuits by the victims.
Mm-hmm. You know, what made you, in the first place, what made you think of this as discrimination? I mean, how did it begin? What was the first incident that you noticed as part of a pattern here?
Oh, they stopped and invited me to real significant engineering meetings. I was an engineer at the time, and I didn't get too many invitations to key engineering meetings after I put in my first EEO complaint. And they started mm-hmm. shifting a lot of my job assignments to younger engineers. Then about a year later, they put me on that blacklist, which has had different names.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice-sounding buzzwords, you know, like the corporate reserve,
mm-hmm.
available talent pool, and downtown list. The same thing as the blacklist.
So now you decided to file this first lawsuit in 1999. Do you have counsel? Do you have a legal representative?
I had a counsel at the time named Jack Futeran. He was a lawyer here in Ventura County. He was a pretty decent lawyer, not too bad, a little bit better than average, but he was outmanned and outgunned because he was up against the government.
Yeah.
There's unlimited funds and unlimited resources.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you face when you go into federal court against mm-hmm. a government agency. You're
mm-hmm.
in battle with a Goliath, and you don't even have a slingshot. They've got mm-hmm. billions of taxpayers' dollars to spend and hundreds of U.S. attorneys to help them out,
mm-hmm.
and you don't have much of a chance.
That's true.
That first one, I had the help of an attorney. The second one, which I started a year ago, I've been doing it on my own with the advice of another attorney. So I'm doing it right now in a pro se status, representing
mm-hmm.
myself.
Well, how do you feel about the odds against you? I mean, it's one thing to have an attorney and to have difficulties because of the deck being so stacked. And how do you feel now representing yourself? Don't you feel even more vulnerable, though?
Yes. I feel like now I know how David felt if he had been up against 10 Goliaths.
Mm-hmm.
I feel
mm-hmm.
like David going up against 10 Goliaths simultaneously.
All right.
Very stressful, very mm-hmm. nerve-wracking, mm-hmm. very, very time-consuming.
I can imagine, John. What court are you in now? Which district court is it?
Ninth Circuit, Central District of mm. California, in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. And you are you're on that plane. You're on the calendar at some point. I assume that this case will come up at some point. But how many months more or even years could it be before that happens?
Oh, it'll be probably a few more months before I get a hearing and at least another year before this thing is over with. Right now,
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get a default judgment against the government. I filed a complaint.
Mm-hmm.
A few months ago, and the government never responded like they should have mm-hmm. responded. They didn't submit any defense. They didn't submit any counter arguments. Nothing, which
mm-hmm.
says I'm entitled to default judgment in
mm-hmm.
state
yeah.
court. That's what would happen
mm-hmm.
if you're being suing a private person in federal court. That would happen, but against the government, it seems to work differently. There are different rules for defaulting against a government agency. I put in the motion for default papers several weeks ago, and the magistrate judge said I didn't do something right, so I refiled them. He said I left out the declaration, so I put in the declaration.
Yeah.
And resubmitted the papers about a week ago, and I'm waiting for them to come back with a response right now. But the thing is, if you sue anybody else, they do not respond. You're automatically entitled to default judgment in your favor. That means they rule in your favor and give you everything that you ask for.
Mm-hmm.
And this case, they haven't done that. Extremely puzzling to me
mm-hmm.
why they should be so nice to the government and not issue a default ruling in my favor when I'm entitled to it.
Mm-hmm. What happened to the others? Are they still alive? The others that were with you as whistleblowers originally, you said there were a handful of others who dared to speak up.
Oh, they got rid of every whistleblower on that base in 1999 during the reduction in force.
Uh-huh.
Every known whistleblower was terminated, and most of those who had submitted EEO complaints were terminated.
Mm-hmm. And have you had
one or two exceptions?
Have you had any contact with the others, though?
Yeah, I contact one guy out in Ridgecrest all the time, out there at China Lake, named Ron Porter. Me and him are in constant contact.
Mm-hmm.
He was blowing the whistle on some abuses out there, similar to what I did.
Mm-hmm.
There's two places joined together back in 1992. The China Lake facility merged with the Point Magoo facility and the Naval Air Warfare Center. Before that, Point Magoo was the Pacific Missile Test Center, and China Lake was the Navy Weapons Center.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as they merged together, Ron Porter started blowing the whistle about different abuses which were taking place out there. They were very similar to the abuses that I was reporting, primarily age discrimination, and he was complaining about discrimination for union activity because he was a union official out there. So they got rid of him in 1999, just handing him a termination notice, kicked him out the gate. He didn't have the amount of seniority I had.
Mm-hmm.
They were a little bit nicer to me because I had a lot of seniority, had 32 years of government service.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since they kicked Ron Porter out and ever since I retired, we've been in constant communications.
That's interesting.
Talk to each other almost every day.
Great, great. Well, we certainly wish you very well, obviously, in your litigation and hope that this will result in some efficacious rulings from the court. Like you say, it's it's against Goliath. But, you know, battles can be won, Davy versus Goliath, and you just never know. It could indeed be your time to be victorious, obviously.
Well, I have to pray for that, and I'd
ask right.
Anybody else to pray for it, too.
Absolutely, and we will. I also note that, of course, you personally have become very much aware politically, I guess. Were you as aware then in the late 90s as you are today, or is this something that just the last couple of years or so you became more aware of how government works and particularly the odiousness of what's going on in Washington these days?
Well, I became aware of it by reading the newspapers every day, by listening to CNN, Lou Dobbs. God bless Lou Dobbs. He's one of the greatest. Read email all the time on the Internet, just general information. And what really triggered my responses recently was that passage and uses and abuses of the USA Patriot Act, which was
mm-hmm.
not patriotic at all, not in the slightest. It was
mm-hmm.
USA Patriot Act created a gigantic bureaucracy called Homeland Security. When you add that together with all the other provisions in that monstrous document, which is over 800 pages long,
mm-hmm.
looked to me like they were trying to create a dictatorship
uh-huh.
with King George as the dictator, not King George meaning President Bush.
Yes.
It's outrageous what this Patriot Act created. It created all kinds of intrusions on individual rights, individual liberties, and looked to me like they were trying to make a united effort, the Congress and the President acting together to abolish the Constitution. I think maybe that was dead wrong, and that's when I really started getting concerned. And then I started following this legislation
mm-hmm.
coming
mm-hmm.
out of Congress in the last few years. I noticed a pattern. If you looked at the USA Patriot Act,
mm-hmm.
Homeland Security Act,
mm-hmm.
Bankruptcy Reform Act,
mm-hmm.
the feed of the minimum wage,
yep.
most favored nations status for China, general mm-hmm. agreement on tariffs and trade,
yep.
North
Get.
America Free Trade Agreement.
Yeah, that's right.
And some of the other legislation. It forms a pattern of abuse of power that's unparalleled since the end of World War II.
Absolutely, absolutely,
and
John.
The Patriot Act is, like I said, not patriotic. It was very similar in intent.
All right, stay there, John. We've got a break coming up. We want to talk about that and how you have grown so much in your knowledge, and we'll invite callers to participate. John Jay, our guest tonight, and he's got a lawsuit against the government. We'll be right back. I'm Rick Adams, your Radio Avenger.
In-
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Rick Adams here reminding you, you can live pain-free now and without inflammation thanks to Dr. Cass Ingram's incredible new discovery, InflaEase. It actually eliminates the inflammation that causes arthritis, agonizing pain, and more. To order this amazing new product, call 800-243-5242. That's 800-243-5242. Order InflaEase today. And be sure to mention Rick Adams.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Back. I'm Rick Adams, Uncensored, Radio Free America on Republic Broadcasting Network, and our guest, John Jay. And, John, welcome back to the program. Well, you've been telling us about your ordeals and your case against the U.S. Navy and being a whistleblower and so on and so forth. It sounds to me that you certainly have done what many others should have done and have not done, and that is take the bull by the horns and devote your own personal resources to fighting this case. And as we note, all things are possible with God, so we wish you well. And, of course, you have been learning in the last few years about what's going on in the world around us that you really haven't seen in much of the so-called mainstream media. I know you mentioned Lou Dobbs and a couple of others, but when it comes to the mainstream media, the propaganda organs, if you will, it doesn't seem as if they're doing a good job at all.
There's a lot of
reporting.
Books that I've read. I read a lot of books, too.
Right, right. Name a few books.
Losing America by Senator Robert Byrd, good one,
about
what Congress has not been doing. Behold the Pale Horse by William Cooper. It's an extremely good book.
Mm-hmm.
Rule by Secrecy by Jim Mars. Defrauding America by Rodney Stitch.
Mm-hmm.
A Fraud by William Waldman, Paul Waldman. Exporting America by Lou Dobbs.
Mm-hmm.
The Greatest Sedition is Silence by William Rivers Pitt. The whole of Pale Horse is about all these secret groups that have actually been running this country. He was, William Cooper used to be in Naval Intelligence.
Yep.
About 20 years ago, and after he wrote the book, about 2 or 3 years later, he was assassinated in some place in New Mexico, and I believe there was a connection between his book and his assassination. And Losing America by Senator Robert Byrd is really a very good expose about Congress turning over their power to the executive branch over the past 20 years. It's very.
You know, I read that when it first came out, and although I know he has his own Democratic axe to grind, and, you know, when he's praising Roosevelt there, it turned me right off, but I could understand, you know, being a Democrat and where he's coming from, what he's saying. However, I won't throw the baby out with the bathwater. He makes some, as you say, some very salient points about the fact that Congress has been giving its authority, ceding its authority to the executive and even the courts for far too long, and it's time to take it back. And, you know, he's a great parliamentarian. He's probably one of the best in the history of the Senate.
And, great patriot, too.
At his age, I'll give him credit for what he's done, and including some of the fiddling that he's done, I think have been very apropos. But, you know, he's called a spade, essentially, and losing America is exactly what is happening. We are losing it. And
that's a sad thing, that we're turning into a, slowly but surely, we're turning into a dictatorship.
A police state.
Yeah, a police state with King George is the head of the Gestapo there.
And, you know, even if George wasn't there and Dick Cheney was president or someone else were president, I don't see any difference between any of them simply because it's the same people pulling the strings, John, you see?
Yes, the Democrats and Republicans are two sides of the same coin, and they've been going right along with the president's program. I cannot recall a single piece of legislation Congress has rejected that King George has submitted.
Exactly. No question about it. And, by the way, I'd like to invite callers now. If you'd like to jump on the line, we'll gladly take your call, because here's an opportunity to talk to a gentleman who's fighting the battle. Many people you know are not fighting. He's fighting the battle. I give him a tremendous amount of courage and respect and appreciation for what he's doing. So you can dial in toll-free, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Yes, John.
Yeah, you're doing a pretty good job, too, there, Mr. Adams.
Well, I'm trying. Call me Rick.
Rick.
I'm trying the best I can.
You're doing a great job, a superb job.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And, you know, I get your notations, your emails. You know, I get hundreds of emails a day. And I like your comments and your anecdotes and the little annotations you put on there. It's very informative that you care so much and that you, you know, you've been through the thick of it. You've been in the military, you know, you've been in the service of the government. You've seen personally how government officials will literally throw you out to sea, if I may use that expression.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen
correct.
It.
Mm-hmm. Step on the wrong toes and you're out the gate.
Yeah. And that's not the way it was intended to be, is it?
No, the Constitution was written to protect the people from the government, but what's been happening is the judicial system, the Congress and the President have been using the Constitution to
protect the government from the people. Exactly.
Same thing. It really is.
No, you're absolutely correct. That is a pity. It's a shame, and it's absolutely unconscionable. And it's been going on for a long time, and it didn't start with the Republicans or George Bush, although, as you say, both parties should be damned. Both parties are the same coin, only different sides, and we need to expose them.
Bad thing is that there's no strong third party to oppose those guys. They control the horizontal and vertical and everything in between.
Well, we saw what happened with
a strong third party at all.
We saw what happened with Ross Perot and the threats against him, didn't we?
Yep.
I mean, he was threatened. He was told basically, get out, fold up, or else you're going to lose your family, you're going to lose yourself, you're going to lose your life.
Yeah, that was absolutely outrageous.
But, I mean, it happened, and people said, well, he was a nut, he made it all up, but he didn't. Fact is, we saw what happened when George Wallace was threatening the establishment in 1972. All right, we'll be back with more in the second half hour and your calls. John Jay is our guest. Get aboard. Come on, join us.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbin Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbin Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbinPureSoap.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring Them Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
The Nighttime Ride of the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Rick Adams is back.
Thank you. We are back, and we welcome your calls. If you have a question or comment, you'd just like to join in on the conversation this hour, you may do so by dialing 800-313-9443. Toll free, 800-313-9443. John Jay is our guest. John, what relationship do you have, if anything, to Rick Stanley?
Well, I communicate with him a lot over the Internet. I've never met the guy.
Mm-hmm.
I communicate with him all the time in emails. I get his subscribe to his email list.
All right.
And get his
Stanley
emails all the
Scoop.
Time to his email list.
It's called Stanley Scoop, right?
Yeah, Stanley Scoop.
Right.
Very
right.
Good stuff.
Absolutely. I've interviewed him before I came to RBN a number of times. And, you know, here's a classic example of what can happen when government is out of control and the so-called USA Patriot Act, you know. People don't know what happened to Rick Stanley and, you know, how he basically decided one day he was going to challenge the laws of the state of Colorado and the local community, which were in violation. These local ordinances of the Constitution of Colorado guaranteeing the right to keep and bear arms. And he was savagely arrested, and, you know, his family life was disrupted. He was found in contempt of a judge for simply reading the Constitution to a judge. You know, he was basically terribly abused. You know, we talk about the scandalous abuse at Guantanamo and Gitmo and all the rest of it. But here in America, people don't see it because the nightly news will not feature it. And here's a case where this is going on not only with Rick Stanley, but literally dozens of cases across America that I'm hearing about. That is scary. Any one of us could be suspect. Any one of us could be basically made an example out of. And all of this under Mr. Freedom, George Bush, you know?
Yeah, remember that incident that occurred up at Ruby Ridge, Idaho, a few years ago?
I sure do.
Can't remember the guy's name, but they really went after him big time merely because he was a gun owner.
Oh, absolutely. No, I mean, we talked about that extensively, and, you know, it could happen to anybody. What happened in, Randy Weaver and his family.
That's the one, Randy Weaver.
Right. It's just incredible. I mean, here, you know, you've got murders committed by the government, by the FBI. They were rebuked. They were exposed. And yet, no one really paid the ultimate price, you know. In fact, the agents got a promotion, by the way, in the
FBI. Look what happened in Waco, Texas. Well, they murdered 82 innocent men, women, and children in mm-hmm. Waco, Texas.
Right under our noses, right in the United States of America. I mean, incredible. We see it here. We see what the government is capable of doing. You're right. Absolutely shocking. And I mean, why do you feel more people are not enraged? Tell me why personally, John. Why do you feel that's the case?
Because the mainstream news media is suppressing a lot of the stories. That's the reason why. Mainstream news media will not print most of the stories that you talk about and that Mr. Stanley talks about all the time.
And why do you think that's the case?
Because of pressure from the powers that be, the ones that control everything in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
The Council on Foreign Relations, the mm-hmm. Bilderbergers, the mm-hmm. Skull and Bones people, and all the other secret groups that are really controlling the country, which
mm-hmm.
Dick Cheney is part of.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right.
They're mainstream news media is scared and intimidated to go up against these guys because these guys control the purse strings, and if they can cut them off any time, and they'll be out of a job real quick if they say the wrong thing about the wrong people.
Mm-hmm. It's a sad commentary, and it's no wonder. The opinion polls show the lowest ever approval rating of the media itself by the average public. It's no wonder. People are, I think, beginning to see, at least to have major doubts about the media. That's good. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing, John.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I'd like to point out another thing about the Patriot Act. People are starting to wake up now about how bad the Patriot Act is because... And a news bulletin I got from the ACLU, he said 384 communities around the country had passed resolutions opposing the Patriot mm-hmm. Act, and seven states had now passed resolutions, the latest one being Colorado,
mm-hmm.
passed resolutions saying they do not want the Patriot Act renewed.
Mm-hmm.
They're opposed to various parts of the Patriot Act. They're limiting our rights. That's 384 separate communities around the country, including the city of Santa Barbara out here, the list of their the cities who have written these resolutions on their website,
well,
the ACLU's website, list all these 384 communities around the country
yeah.
who passed these resolutions. And so there is a certain amount of momentum building up here,
mm-hmm.
but the momentum is going to take a long time to get anywhere.
Look at in Congress itself, with the House voting to strip part of the Patriot Act of the peek and sneak, if you will, into the library records of people. And here's Bush already ranting and raving about how, oh, no, we will veto that attempt to nullify the Patriot Act. In fact, we want Patriot Act 2 and 3 and 4, and we need to keep the American people safe from these terrorists. You know, I'm saying, who is keeping us safe from this terrorist in the White House? And that's what we should be kept saying. You know, that's what the Founding Fathers told us. It wasn't the guy overseas. It wasn't the Europeans we had to worry about. It was our own government. And, you know, we saw that with FDR and World War II. We saw how Wilson plotted to get us into World War I. George Bush Sr., the Gulf War, and Baby Bush himself. Every single decade, virtually, there has been a war or a conflict this country has been involved in. Doesn't that tell intelligent people something? They
yes.
should wake up.
And each time, there's more and more of the Constitution is thrown out the window. And we're getting to the point now where there's not much of the Constitution left.
No, they're really, it's only as good as we have made it in our own efficaciousness.
Here's the really ironic part.
Sure.
The president swears an oath on his first day of office in January to uphold the Constitution. Now, you swear something under oath in front of the public, that's like you're gonna swear under penalty of perjury to do something, and then you turn right around and violate it the very next day. That you have committed the crime of perjury.
Absolutely.
And he's been committing perjury every day of the week because he swore to uphold the Constitution, and he's not done so a single day since he's been president.
Yeah, and we've got nobody in Congress, no Democrat or Republican, that will really galvanize enough support to begin the process of impeachment here.
John Conyers is trying. Conyers is beginning to stir things up.
Yeah, well, he's the good cop, bad cop scenario. That's all that is, you know? I mean, you saw what happened last week with the meeting in the basement there with members of Congress, and now they're starting to realize how Israel waltzed America into this war again, another war for their interest. And these guys have to meet in private. They have to keep it almost a secret because they're fearful of what will happen if they start speaking out, you know? And that reminds me of Congressman James Finley's book, They Dared Speak Out. He was one of them. It may have cost him his career, but he still kept his conscience.
Yeah, it's like Senator Byrd, when he wrote that book, Losing America, he still kept his conscience, thank God.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank God there's still some patriots out there who really care about this country.
Absolutely, absolutely. Go ahead.
Another thing that struck me about the USA Patriot Act, it's very similar in its intent to the 1934 Enabling Act in Germany. In 1934, the German Reichstag passed a very innocent-sounding law called the Enabling Act.
Mm-hmm.
It gave Hitler dictatorial powers for the duration of this emergency that was contrived. They said an emergency exists. The state of emergency is declared in Germany. The civil rights are hereby suspended. The Constitution or whatever they had at that point in time was also suspended. And Hitler was given dictatorial powers to deal with the crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point in time, he took over everything. And so here we have this USA Patriot Act coming along, giving the president of the United States very similar powers, so it's going to be very interesting to see where we end up with all the powers of the dictator that King George is assuming. Will he go off the deep end like they did in Germany in World War II, or will he back far?
Mm-hmm.
So it remains to be seen what he does with all these powers he's assuming.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Okay, 800-313-9443. If you'd like to chitty-chatty with us, our guest, John Jay, he's very colorful, obviously, very informed man, 800-313-9443. John, I know where it's leading, and I know where it's going to end up. And quite frankly, I think George Bush, is a lot more sinister character than what Adolf Hitler was in World War II. And, you know, a lot of people will shriek at that analogy and say, oh, come on now, right? Let me tell you something. George Bush is getting away with it. George Bush and the people that control him are capable of killing far more people than Hitler ever dreamed of killing in World War II. And we've already seen the proof of that in Iraq. What's happened in Iraq has been absolutely abominable. This administration wages a war in violation of international law, goes into another country without any provocation whatsoever, under the guise of 9/11, which the president also claimed had no connection to anything else but Osama bin Laden. Suddenly he takes us off another path, takes us off to Iraq, uses 9/11 as the excuse to invade another country, and goes in without any opposition whatsoever that amounted to anything, basically takes over the country. I mean, I don't care whether you say it's good or whether you think, well, it's in the name of good. It's still illegal. It's still wrong. It's still unconstitutional. And the ends do not justify the means. In my book, John.
And where are those weapons of mass destruction he claimed that they had?
Well, they never
see those weapons of mass destruction that Saddam Hussein allegedly had.
Well, the ironic thing is here we've used those very weapons of mass destruction now on Afghanistan and the people of Iraq. We have used the weapons of mass destruction that we say Saddam Hussein was not allowed to have or allowed to keep. And this country was the one that armed him during the 1980s to fight against Iran at the time. In other words, we told them, look, here's the weapons you need. don't fight, but just in case you do, use them. Here, we'll give them to you. Now, who's responsible for that? The people that use them or the people that supply them with the weapons? You know, the old story about he who fills the bag at a bank robbery is just as guilty as he who holds the gun. And I think you have to realize that if Saddam Hussein is going to be tried for crimes, George Bush Jr., Donald Rumsfeld, Senior Bush, and a whole host of others must also be in on trials as well. They must also be tried equally. Absolutely.
And I wouldn't forget Dick Cheney in there, because Dick Cheney seems to be controlling a lot of stuff behind the scenes.
The real power
in Washington seems to be Dick Cheney and not King George.
Including 9/11, there are unanswered questions that Dick Cheney has not answered pertaining to 9/11. And, of course, they always, always use the mantra of national security. And, of course, we've heard that before in our nation's past, haven't we?
Yeah, a lot of war has been started to protect national security, but they have never defined what national security means. I've never heard them give a definition of what national security is.
Well, you know what they say.
What threats they're really talking about is there are more internal threats now, I think, than there are external threats, because the ones destroying the Constitution in this country right now are not external terrorists.
No.
They're internal politicians in the Congress and in the White House. They're the ones trying to destroy the Constitution.
Yeah, I mean, Saddam Hussein, for all of his faults and wrongs, could not possibly have passed the USA Patriot Act, could not possibly have given us Homeland Security, could not possibly have created a plethora of socialism and Marxism and communism and all these government edicts and controls and restraints. And now national ID cards are coming, real ID chips. All of this didn't come from Iraq, didn't come from Saddam Hussein. It came from George Bush, the Council on Foreign Relations, Pratt House, and the whole bunch of these criminals. These are the lawbreakers, the real lawbreakers.
Yeah, I just keep wondering how far it's going to go before people start standing up and saying no more. They need a third party in this country, but the problem is there are too many third parties right now, and they're all fragmented.
Yeah.
And none of them can agree on anything. There must be at least 30 third parties in this country. None of them are united. Everyone's going their own way, following their own agenda. And if they ever got together and pooled their resources, they might be able to win some seats in the Congress and stop all this damage the Republicans and Democrats are doing.
Well, that's true. And they
who made a serious effort at it, look what happened to him there, Ross Perot.
Yeah, yeah.
He made a serious effort and almost made it, and they almost got rid of him.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've seen the Libertarian Party, particularly being the more powerful of the parties, has won seats in states and legislatures and in Congress itself. Ron Paul, of course, a Libertarian, but we've seen others come and go. But the fact of the matter is, you're right. Forget about the White House. That's a lost cause. If Americans would vote for a legal Congress, they would stop everything that George Bush or any tyrant would impose upon the American people. The action is in Congress. And instead, as you point out, what are they doing? Relinquishing their authority. Passing the buck.
Yeah, just like Senator Burr said in this really outstanding book about losing America.
Exactly.
And Congress has given their power up to the executive branch the past 20 or 30 years. And the executive branch is acquiring so much power now, Congress can't do anything.
Absolutely. And, you know, your challenge to the Navy and your challenge to the government, your case, I'm sure, has great merit. And we've seen other people, you know, get gag orders placed on them for positions where they saw something. They knew there was something going on pertaining to terrorism, what have you, and they were muzzled.
I'm curious about that Rick Stanley. You said he had a case in Colorado. What have they been doing to Rick Stanley, by the way?
Well,
I was never fully aware of what exactly happened to him.
Well, we'll get him on. Rick Stanley served time in prison, and he basically, what he did was he obeyed the Constitution, and the authorities did not. They held the Constitution in contempt because he had on him a firearm. He believed, as the Constitution of the state and the federal government say, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And unfortunately, his rights were infringed openly, and the government, the state, or the community basically said, no, you can't do that, even though the Constitution says you have the God-given right to carry and keep and bear an arm, firearm. He was harassed. He was drum-beaten, brow-beaten. He was placed in prison. He served time for contempt, allegedly. You know, he had two communities against him, Denver and Thornton. And he's still, as far as I know, he's still fighting these cases, and he's not allowed to even leave the country. He cannot leave the country. He is not allowed to leave the country. As far as they're concerned, he is a criminal, a political thought criminal. And this is the America that we live in today, my friend.
It just sounds almost like that Randy Weaver case up there at Ruby Ridge, Idaho, except...
Well, it would have turned into that, you know,
Randy
had it
Weaver,
gone
Randy
much
Randy Weaver
further.
Lost his wife and son in that shootout
right.
there with the FBI.
That's right. They were shot dead, murdered in cold blood.
They were murdered.
Absolutely. Okay, stay where you are, John Jay. We'll be back in just a moment. I'm Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio, Free America. Be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Once again, Uncensored Radio, Free America. As you can see, our guest here, John Jay, he's quite a patriot himself. John Jay, that sounds like somebody who signed the Declaration of Independence or something. Are you sure you're not one of them, John?
Well, that's one of my ancestors. He was in the Revolutionary War. He's the guy that was the first Supreme Court justice. That was one of my remote ancestors.
Is that right?
Very, very proud of the fact that I have those connections. I have it must be at least five members of my family that I know of for sure were in the Revolutionary War on my mother's side, and maybe at least that many on my father's side. So we're very, very proud of that participation our family had during the first American Revolution, and I'm waiting now for the second American Revolution to get started.
And you're part of that. I think they could be very well, very proud of their progeny then, huh?
Yeah, I'm very, very proud of my background and the fact that I had a connection with the original John Jay there who was took part in the first American Revolution against the King George III.
Well, you know, the thing is, John, quite frankly, isn't it amazing today? Most Americans are so far removed, and here we are coming up on Independence Day, so far removed from the battle, the scenes of battle that took place in America to fight against the colonial tyranny of England. And they haven't got a clue as to what freedom really means. And as soon as you mention picking up arms and defending yourself, they shudder. They become spineless. They start shaking and twinking just the way the government wants them to behave, like good little serfs, you know. And it's amazing because they don't know that at any moment we could have another 9/11, their freedom swept away, and they and their neighborhoods become combat zones. They don't realize how close we are to that event again, the history repeating itself.
Now, if there's a state of anarchy ever takes place in this country for whatever reason, the president now has the authority under various statutes that Congress passed to suspend the Constitution, suspend the Bill of Rights, suspend the habeas corpus, declare a state of martial law throughout the country, and put troops in control of every city. He now has the authority to do that. Laws were passed back in the 70s and 80s, a series of laws that give the, and also the last thing was the Patriot Act, and some of the other acts passed when Bill Clinton was president. The president now has the authority to do that, and enough people get stirred up enough around the country for whatever reason. Let's say we have a massive depression next year, a huge depression, and people start rioting in the street. The president can use that as a pretext to declare martial law in all the cities and states around the country. And I sometimes wonder if they're not trying to do this on purpose, because it looks like a lot of this meanness that's coming out of Washington is meant to anger people so much that they might start rioting in the streets.
We talked about those 600 camps that are empty, those prison camps in America today, sitting idle in various states, and you know they could be holding grounds for the rioters and those that just cannot be controlled, the lawless gangs, as they say, when that day happens. Let's hope it doesn't happen. Let's hope and pray that we don't face it. But the way things are going, there's a steamroller effect, John. And I'm glad to hear that you and others are taking a stand. Believe me, I congratulate you, and I want to have you back on this program again soon.
Certainly appreciate it, and I appreciate what you've been doing, too. You're a real good freedom fighter also.
Absolutely.
Like the Patriots in the First Revolution.
Thank you, John Jay, and like I say, we'll have you back again. I've enjoyed having you, and it's been a good dialogue. Thank you.
Certainly enjoyed it. Now, thank you very much for inviting me.
You bet. Anytime.
Keep up the fight. Don't ever give up.
I never will, my friend. God bless you. All right. Hey, great guest in the first hour. In the second hour, I'm going to be hot and heavy as usual, bringing you viewpoints that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We'll be right back.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road,
Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.